And much of the Mid-Atlantic and Northeast are closed for business today in the midst of a major mid-March snowstorm. 2 to 4 inches are falling per hour in some places like New York's Hudson Valley. More than 6,000 flights have been canceled from D.C. to Maine. More than 100,000 people have lost power. Snow totals in Washington, D.C. and New York City have been downgraded. Broadway producers are going to keep their doors open tonight. But New York Governor Andrew Cuomo told CBS he's worried about revised forecasts calling for the snow to turn to rain and sleet later today.
I'd rather have snow than sleet. Yeah. It's going to be freezing again tonight. If you have sleet, if you have rain, ice is much tougher to deal with for tomorrow's commute than snow.
We're having something like that forecast here in the Massachusetts area. For more now and how the storm track has shifted, let's bring in Angela Fritz, a meteorologist with the Washington Post and the Capital Weather Gang. Angela, start with where you are in D.C. Did the storm come the way you expected it?
Yes, D.C. got a lot of sleet and not so much snow, especially right in the immediate metro area. But in our northern suburbs, we actually saw quite a bit of snow, over 6 inches. And so that is around what we were expecting here in D.C. In other places, not so much.
Yeah, so you were expecting a lot of snow. You're getting it. But what happened in New York? They were talking about 2 feet.
Right. So as it turns out, the storm track, and this is something we talk about a lot, the storm track did not go exactly the way that the forecast models were suggesting. It was a little bit closer to the coast than we thought it was going to be, which means that all of that warm air was pushed further west, which means New York ended up getting a lot more sleet and a lot less snow.
Yeah, well, sometimes the sleet and the ice, it can be worse, but when you say New York, we're talking New York City because there are other pockets up and down the coast, further inland, as you said, further west, that are really getting hit.
Yeah, in fact, they're getting more than they forecast in those areas because that, you know, the whole storm just shifted west. So it's not like the snow isn't happening. It's just happening farther west than we thought it would, which means that I-95 corridor has been a little bit better today than we thought it would.
Right. What about those winds that were predicted on I-95?
Still very gusty. Gusts up to 35 in D.C., gusts up to 50 in New York City and Long Island, and it's going to get very cold. Interestingly, along with those winds, we are seeing a lot of what we call coastal flooding. It's basically a storm surge where the onshore winds push the water onshore, and so parts of New Jersey are really getting inundated with flood water. So it's not that this storm isn't intense. It's just severe in a little bit of a different way than we were expecting.
Okay, we're going to take a look there. But meanwhile, D.C., mid-March, cherry blossom time. Some, I understand, were already budding or even open. What does this mean for that?
Yeah, not good.
We
have a photographer down there at the tidal basin today, and he's been kind of tracking things. We have seen some open buds that are already beginning to wilt and turn brown. Even those that were in that puffy white stage. Puffy white is the stage that botanists use right before they open and hit peak bloom. Those are the buds that are really going to take that damage because they don't have that protective casing around them, and they're just really struggling now. Fortunately, ahead of this, we were seeing that a bunch of the trees were at different stages along the tidal basin. So what we're hoping is that maybe half, maybe a third of the trees will still be protected enough to bloom maybe next week or the week after.
Okay. Angela Fritz with the Capital Weather Gang and the Washington Post. Angela, thanks.
Thank you.
Well, schools and businesses are closed up and down the seaboard. In Connecticut, Governor Danielle Malloy has activated a statewide travel ban on state roads, and there are many important arteries in that state.
I've made an official declaration that this is a brownie Tuesday. Stay home and cook or read a book, and people are complying. I think people want to be safe, and this is a heavy snow in the sense of the weight of it, so we certainly are advising people if you're cleaning your own walkways or steps to do it a little bit at a time or to break it up.
Or you can take a break on Orange Street in New Haven at the Italian Market Romeo and Caesars. It is open. Shelley Young is working there. We just want a quick check-in. Shelley, I happen to have stopped there once. A fabulous little neighborhood market right off the highway. What's happening there? I'm imagining it's the same thing happening in markets all across New England.
It probably is. We have a few customers coming in and out. They're grabbing milk, bread, their coffee. couple vegetables.
Well, you know,
some meat. I guess they're going to be making soup and stuff today.
It's so funny because everybody gets milk and bread, and then you're left with all this milk and bread that you don't know what to do with because we panic. Are you running out of things?
Oh yes, we've run out of the, like I said, the usual suspects: bread and milk, juice.
No milk left.
No milk left.
Yeah. Well, what is your sense? You're down there. You're sort of somewhat near the water down there in New Haven. What's your sense of this storm's impact so far?
Well, from where I am, it's not bad. The roads are being plowed, so I have to give a shout out to all of those hard workers who are definitely plowing the streets and making it safe for people who has to travel.
Mm-hmm. Well, Shelley, thank you. Back to work.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good and wonderful day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So some people still working. If you are in the storm, we want to know how it's looking, where you are, more or less than you thought. Let us know, hereandnow.org.